Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The Dominican Republic has appealed for international help with devastating floods from Tropical Storm Noel's deadly strike last week. The country isn't very big and damage reports are widespread. Worldwide Christian School, Steve Goering.
Our contact, Mario, has said that there is a lot of flooding. There are people that are obviously without their homes. There are those that have their homes damaged. Their lives have been lost. The good news for us is that the initial reports that our schools are intact and that, for the most part, everyone was safe.
Goering says the reputation will open ministry doors in the days ahead. Next, a new warehouse will help a used Bible literature distribution organization provide the gospel and training materials to the world. Love Packages has almost completed a building that will double the size of its current warehouse. Love Packages' Steve Schmidt says the current space can't handle the 5 tractor-trailer loads of literature they receive every month. He says it's overwhelming the number of requests they're getting.
Well, we send over 20 tons of literature every week somewhere in the world. So it's exciting to see that material going to the nations of the earth where it's going to impact lives and hopefully change nations.
And Wycliffe Bible Translator says their team has completed a New Testament draft for the 5,000 Las Flores speakers in Mexico. The people are amazed to see their language written. The team is pushing toward completion of the project in 2008. A lot of checking and testing needs to be done before the New Testament's printed. Pray for God's guidance and oversight of the whole process. Pray too for new strategies for raising community interest and involvement in Scripture use. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slava Gospel Association's making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Danica Sr., founder of the ministry. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.